The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm April.
And I'm Philip Worrell
from Technique's Ballroom and Latin Dance, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chickie with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your local entertainment. Today, ballroom dancing is becoming very popular, thanks to the many TV shows such as Dancing with the Stars and You Think You Can Dance. Did you know that dancing also reduces stress and depression, increases energy and serotonin, improves flexibility, strength, and balance, to name a few? My guests are professional ballroom dancers, husband and wife, and owners of Technique's Ballroom and Latin in Wasaga Beach, April and Philip Worrell. Both have been dancing for over 25 years with a combined background in different dance disciplines. This past summer, they performed at the Collingwood Arts and Music Festival, as well as the 4th annual Dancing with Easter Seals Stars and Barry. April has 2 years teacher's training with Dance Masters of America and is certified and registered through Dance and Gym USA. As an amateur, Philip was 5-time Ontario Ballroom Champion. He represented Canada and Germany. He's a licentiate member with the CDTA and DVIDA for Argentine Tango. He has traveled nationally and internationally to teach, perform, and compete. April and Philip will discuss some of the dance styles, social aspects, and health benefits of dancing. Don't go away, we'll be right back with April and Philip Worrell from Technique's Ballroom and Latin. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's local online radio.
I'm Josh Palace. I'm the Recreation Coordinator for the town of Wasaga Beach. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. My guests today are professional ballroom dancers. They are the owners of Technique's Ballroom and Latin in Wasaga Beach. They performed at the Collingwood Arts and Music Festival this past summer, as well as the 4th annual Dancing with Easter Seals Stars and Barry. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you.
So ballroom dancing originated in England in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, in which these dances, such as the waltz, were performed by the upper and elite classes of society in balls and parties. But today, ballroom dancing has taken a very social turn with TV shows as Dancing with the Stars. So how did you discover ballroom dancing, Philip?
I got started in ballroom dancing because my mother started taking lessons a long time ago after my father passed away, and it was something that I wanted to try and do. So I just went out one night and started with social dance classes, and here I am today.
And how about you, April?
I got started, I think, after the first season of Dancing with the Stars. I used to waltz with my dad in the living room and at social dances, so I wanted to go out and try it, a different venue. I take tap, jazz, and ballet was my background, so I thought I would dive into something different.
And how long have you been performing together?
About 3 years now.
Three years.
So where did you meet? You are husband and wife. So how did you meet?
We actually met through the dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through one of my lessons I took with Philip. That's where we first met. And then we connected a few years later again.
So what do you like most about these dances, Philip?
Dancing with April.
Oh, and how about you, April?
Dancing with Philip.
Oh, these lovebirds here. And tell us a little bit about your background. You said a little bit before what you were doing.
I've been dancing since I was 6. I took 7 years of gymnastics, tap, jazz, and ballet all through my life. Then, like I said, about 5 years ago, I got started in the ballroom dancing. And that's basically my background.
And how about you, Philip?
My background started at 18 when I first started doing social dancing. Entered into competitive work and then eventually went to doing some professional work in shows. And that was kind of my background. Took training from professionals across the world that came in.
So you have experience with international tango and Argentine tango. So can you tell me what's the difference with these two styles?
International tango is a bit more close hold. It's very rigid and more staccato. Whereas the Argentine tango, being from Argentina and Buenos Aires, is a little softer in the style, a little softer in the hold, but more different kind of passion, the difference between the two styles.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite dance, April?
I would say jive. I tend to like to spin when I'm dancing, so I like something fast and perky and upbeat. Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Philip?
And I like the passion of the tango. I like the music and the feel for it, and just to kind of get into the feel of music.
So when dancing with your partner, is there one that takes the lead over the other?
It's generally the man is the leader and okay. The woman is the follower. It's very important for the woman to allow the man to lead and for that momentary delay in her response to see what he's leading into. It's difficult to learn that between the two.
I bet it must be. So have you ever competed? I know, Philip, you said you did a little bit. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Sure. Started in the competition in the early 1980s, was provincial champion for 5 years. I represented Canada and Germany in 1987.
Nice.
From there, I went on and did some competitions across Canada and throughout the United States and competed in Blackpool, England, in the professional ranks as well. So,
wow.
Many
how about you, April?
I haven't done any competing yet. may get into doing some pro-am later on.
But you've danced all your life.
I've danced all my life, yes.
So tell us the social aspects of the dance.
Social aspects of the dance is it's great to kind of go out with your partner a night on the town, just maybe having a dinner, go for a dance, enjoy an evening out from the kids. It's great just to kind of get that time frame just to enjoy each other and something away from the stress of life. A lot of students come in and they may have had a bad day at the office or whatever, and they come out and I feel great after this dance, which is what we're here for.
And do you find there's a greater interest with the inception of TV dance shows?
I think with the onset of Dancing with the Stars, it's brought a lot of it back, put a lot more passion into people wanting to at least give it a try to see if they can do it. You certainly don't have to be a professional. Beginners can learn the basic steps, and if they want to progress from there, go from a bronze to a silver to a gold level.
So joining me today are April and Philip Worrell from Techniques Ballroom and Latin Dance. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guests, April and Philip Worrell from Techniques Ballroom Latin Dance. So what are some of the health benefits of dancing? Any one of you would like to?
I think definitely the physical aspect of it, keeping the body in shape. It goes much deeper than that. It keeps your mind sharp. It's been proven that it helps diminish the effects of dementia as well, just by keeping the mind stimulated.
That's quite interesting. Yeah.
It's great exercise when you do a jive for 2-3 minutes or the samba back to back kind of thing. It can be very quite a workout in itself.
Do you do any warm up prior to dancing? I mean, you must do some sort of warm up.
I've taken ballet, so warm up is important. Just warming up the ankles, stretching the calves. Even just stretching out the back muscles, depending how involved the dancing is, whether you're practicing for competition or it's just recreational.
And what kind of programs do you offer at Techniques Ballroom in Latin?
We offer private lessons, group lessons. We offer wedding choreography. We have a lot of people coming in so we can choreograph their wedding dance. It's their special day, so they want something special.
Well, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of people coming for, you know, looking for wedding choreography, wanting to learn how to dance?
It's kind of hit and miss. We have busy times, and then it's slower sometimes, but
it's picking up. Yeah. You're finding people are getting into it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. We have some people that come in and they want to either do it for a birthday present for somebody, or perhaps someone came in, it was like a bridal or type thing. So it was for the bride, a little dance choreography that way, or
it's kind of
a get-together or a Christmas party sort of thing. Great, makes a great Christmas gift.
So do you need to have any previous experience if you're interested in taking a class?
None at all. You come out, like I said, you take a beginner's class, and mm-hmm. if you want to progress from there and get better with your dance technique, then you can move on to Silver Syllabus and right up to Gold and Gold Star if you're interested.
So how many hours of practice would you recommend for a beginner?
We usually recommend after the lesson you go home if you can and just practice for 15 to 20 minutes just to keep it fresh in the mind until you get that muscle memory going. Mm-hmm. I would say, 1 to 2 hours maybe a week, if you can fit it in over, not 1 to 2 hours solid, but just break it up through the week.
And how long are your classes?
Classes are an hour in length.
Okay.
And they run between 6 weeks or 6 hours if they're doing a group package type thing, or 8 weeks in length. And they can continue back to back. So it's up to the couple, the person, how they want to progress. And there's no contracts or anything with it.
So when you teach the students, can you get the next level, progress to all these different levels if they want to take all these different medals that you discussed earlier?
Yeah, we usually figure out what they want to specialize in, if they want to do Latin or they're looking for the standard ballroom dances.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work with their training from there. If they're just recreational dancers, we kind of ask them what they're looking to get out of the class. If they just want to learn a few steps for knowing how to dance socially,
mm-hmm.
or they want to be well-accomplished technique-based dancers.
So let's speak about the kids' Latin and jazz fusion. So can you explain what is jazz fusion?
This is a new program that I've wanted to get started. It's your standard jazz dancing, and I fuse it with either a jive or a cha-cha, perhaps a rumba-based dance as well. And we fuse those together, so we've got some jazz steps, some jive or cha-cha, and we mix the dances up together in one piece of music.
So what is a preferred age group for kids to learn to dance?
Generally, we start them at 7 years of age and then go up from there all the way up to the young, 80, 85-year-olds.
Wow. Do you find the young kids really take an interest into dancing?
They do, yes. And I think more and more nowadays, they're looking for something different to do, just a different style.
And how much preparation is devoted when performing for an event? Because I know you've done a few this past summer. So much time do you put in to prepare for that event?
Do we or should we put in?
Yeah, there can be hours and hours spent preparing and rehearsing. And we've done shows where we've put something together the night before.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yes.
So where do you get your costumes?
I've gotten mine from friends who have had previous shows. There's different places in Toronto you can get them from.
Yeah. But you don't have someone in particular that will create this costume for you. You just basically go to
the outlet.
No,
there's different costume makers out there that are well known.
That provides you for the costume.
Yeah.
So I also hear that you're the official supplier of Natural Spin Dance Shoes. So tell us about these shoes.
The shoes are excellent. If you're wanting to get into dance a little bit more, it's important to have the right shoes, as you know from your background. They have a suede sole on the bottom.
Okay.
Varying styles for the ladies, so that's great. Different heights of heels, different colors and things. The men's different heels as well, whether they want to go into more of a Latin feel for it, which is a kind of a higher heel, or the shinier patent shoes type thing.
So does that help you to slide on the floor? Because sometimes when you see the movement, you sort of wonder if they just put something on the floor to make you slide a little bit.
Yeah, it does help you with the traction on the floor, the slippery aspect of it, as opposed to the street shoes have a solid sole on, which is designed to protect your foot from what's underneath, whereas the ballroom shoes all have a softer sole, so they flex a little bit more when you get into what we call the rise and fall or the full use of the foot. That's what helps you with the dancing as well. So,
oh, interesting. Mm. So do you have any upcoming events?
We just did a spotlight this morning. We have an event coming up this Friday night in Barrie, an I Love Salsa evening at the Army Navy Club. We also have in February on the 6th, we have an all-day workshop with So You Want to Dance. It's put on by Shelley Skinner, and we're doing 4 workshops followed by a showcase in the evening.
So where can we find more information?
You can visit us on our Facebook page at TechniquesPerformingArts.com or on our web mobile page, which is www.TechniquesPerformingArts.com.
Well, thank you, April and Philip, for being my guests and wishing you continued success with Techniques, Ballroom, and Latin. Great.
Thank you very much, Diane.
Thank you.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Gino Vanelli, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank April and Philip Worrall and wish them continued success with Techniques, Ballroom, and Latin. If you're planning a special day or a wedding in the new year, be sure to contact Techniques, Ballroom, and Latin and let them choreograph your wedding dance or help you manipulate the dance floor for these special occasions. For more information, visit TechniquesPerformingArts.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast weekly on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 and 7 p.m. and is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.